Paul Ramble, broadcasting from the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Cambie on a beautiful day today. And joining me is Kaylin Weidert, a volunteer here in the 4-H building. And Kaylin, how long have you been involved in 4-H?
I have been involved in 4-H since I was a clover bud back in first grade, and I am now in my 20s, and I still come back every year to the fair.
You must like 4-H then, huh?
Yes, it's been in my blood. I come back and volunteer and help get new kids coming back and showing and just enjoy it.
All right. Yeah, I've been in the 4-H office here. You're busy here working with Danielle and Danielle Gibbon and Danielle Olson, huh?
Yep, I'm here helping them, and then I've been running around taking pictures, so all the kids have pictures to print off and have to keep.
Yep. Yeah, so you're the photography person too, huh?
Yep. Right. I just volunteered. I enjoy taking pictures, so I thought I'd just come in, take pictures since I'm already here.
Yep. Well, me and you got a lot in common then, because I take pictures a lot, and I love taking pictures. So.
Yep, I've always loved doing it. I like being behind the camera, though.
Yeah. All right, Kaylin, on Friday, we have some. You have a few results from the 4-H.
Yep, I got the results from the beef showmanship classes. From the juniors, we had Lacey DeVos, one champion, with Addison Dreesen reserve. In our intermediate, we had Megan Toll, one champion, and Zanja Borsted with reserve. And then for our seniors, we had Gabby Nimitz with champion and Lane Lazinski with the reserve.
Okay. Maybe someone's not familiar with 4-H. What is showmanship? What is that?
The showmanship is overall, the judge is judging the showmen on how they act with the animals, how much knowledge they have, how well they work with the animals, and just overall how they are.
Okay. All right, and then what's happening in 4-H here at the LMS and County Fair Saturday here?
Tomorrow at 9 a.m., our 4-H ribbon auction will kick off, where the kids will auction off their ribbons that they won throughout the last 2 days.
Okay.
At 11, we'll have the premier showmanship, so all the seniors that have won in every species champion reserve will compete to get the overall showmanship in every species. Then we'll have the fashion review, and at 3:30, we'll have the 4-H cook-off, where the kids will go against each other and make a good meal with, I think, turkey, and then there is a mystery item, too.
Okay. That sounds fun. You got a lot of kids involved in the Yellow Medicine County 4-H, don't you?
Yes, there is a lot, and they're all different age groups, and there's a bunch of clover buds that are coming up, and we'll be starting as 4-H members, too, so it's nice seeing all these kids involved still.
Okay. When you were in high school or when you were in 4-H, what did you remember about 4-H? Any highlights for you?
I just remember going to the fair, meeting people from all over the county, and then going to state fair and teaching people that don't know about livestock about it and what we are, and that we are here to, and our animals are our life. We love them, we spoil them, and we take better care of them than ourselves.
Well, you can teach me a lot about animals, because I know nothing about farming, basically.
Yeah, there's a lot to know, but just educating people is what I love to do. There's a lot of people that don't know much about agriculture, and it's my job to get out there and let people know all the positives about it.
All right. Very good, Kaylin. Well, thank you for joining me on the radio here today and giving us some results, and been fun working with you the last 3 days.
Yes, thank you, and thank you for coming and enjoying the fair.
All right. All right, that's Kaylin Weidert, 4-H volunteer here in the 4-H office at the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Cambie. And you want to stop by on Saturday. They got in the grandstand is the Baja and Trailer Races, and 7 o'clock, the Herrlinger Family Band. That's gospel and bluegrass. That's two shows at 5 and 7 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the pavilion, and that's free entertainment here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Cambie. And we'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with more interviews here at the fair in Cambie right after this.